Okay, so my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview for the Wellcome Trust on the 19th of July 2009 from the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square. If I could ask you to state your name, age and where you come from.
My name's Wesley James Byrne, I'm 28 and I'm from Liverpool.
Thank you very much. Can you tell me when it was you first found out about the One Another Project?
I found out about One Another basically adverts on Sky, internet and in our local media.
And what was it that motivated you and inspired you to apply to become a part of the project?
Well, I've been performing me poetry for about 6 years now, around the UK, Liverpool and so on and so forth. And to me it's just something that I do, and that's all really.
So what is it you're going to be doing then for the hour when you're up on the piano?
It's just going to be a performance poetry, kind of something I've always performed, something that's always been inside me, and that's it really. You'll have to wait and see.
So what poems are you going to be reading when you're up there? Which ones have you selected?
It's a set that I've always followed, been writing over the last 6 years. And also I'll be ad-libbing a lot.
Okay.
So it's original work.
Okay.
It's all original.
And what kind of themes are important to you then in your work as presumably of a poet?
The main themes I write about is probably peace, freedom of speech, and also I'm representing the city I'm from, if that makes sense to you.
Okay, thank you very much. How did you feel when you received a telephone call, presumably to say that you've been allocated a spot on the plinth?
It's quite an exciting opportunity. It's quite unique, and I've never witnessed or been a part of anything as special as this before.
How are you feeling 40 minutes before you go up on the plinth?
I feel fine. Do you want me to say anything else?
How would you describe yourself as a person?
I'd say witty, hairy, and sometimes humorous.
Okay, thank you very much. What would you say is most important to you at the moment?
To perform the work I've always performed over the last 6 years. That's all that's important. That's the most important thing to me.
And what hopes and fears do you have, if I may ask? If any?
I don't have any.
Okay, thank you very much. What kind of reaction are you expecting, if not reaction, impact are you expecting from your time on the plinth?
I'm really going onto the plinth to expect a reaction. I think you should always expect the unexpected.
How do you think the experience might affect you?
I don't think it will affect me at all. I don't mean to sound arrogant but I don't think it will affect me.
Okay, thank you. How or what? Who are you doing this for?
Okay, I'm doing this for myself, and I'm also doing this to raise money.
And can I ask what cause you're going to be raising money for?
Yeah, it's for breast cancer awareness.
Can I ask what kind of particular significance or importance that is to you?
It's very important to me. There's a place in my city where I don't think it's getting enough funding for the jobs they do, the people do.
So how have you been kind of raising awareness and been raising money for that?
People have donated lines for the end of my set, and I'm gonna prit stick the lines together at the end, and then the money they've donated will go to a cause.
Okay, thank you very much. Who's come along to support you then today?
Friends, basically. Yeah.
And then what are you expecting to do with the rest of your day once you finish?
I've got to go home and go to work. So it's just a normal day.
Okay, no, thank you. Finally, do you have any final comments or thoughts on being a part of the One Another project, if you've kind of thought about how you kind of slot into the 2400?
Yeah, I think the theme of my performance is, does a city mould a person, or do the people mould the city? And that is the theme to my performance.
How are you expecting to answer the question or measure?
Well, there's only one way to find out, and that's from the performance.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.